The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kaneko's mission is to look at things differently. They strive to achieve this by making a place open and available to all, where ideas and art and anything can happen. The executive director at Kaneko, Stefan Grote, is with me. Thank you, Stefan, for joining me.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me again.
There's a new exhibition coming out, Community. And I like this idea, a progressive opening throughout the month. Can you talk about how this is going to work and some of the different artists that are going to be explored?
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot to talk about. So we will have already been well underway of Community. Just a couple of weeks ago, we decided that one of the first most appropriate things that we should do is start with our banner outside. That was going to be a community mural. So we had families come in and paint in our brand new education space and generate what would normally be just a giant printed sign. We turned into a community mural. Thought that was a good way to kick things off. Wadi White is going to be our first opening show on October 2nd and 3rd. Fantastic exhibit. It's the largest project work that he's done. It's these monumental wood blocks for kind of traditional cut wood block printing. He has made four works of art that are about 8 feet by 20 feet wide, which are some of the largest wood block printing in the world. And those are surrounded by another very large project that he's undertaking, has been for a while now, that you'll see around the community. It's called the 100 Person Project. And those are essentially portraits of people who are all around our community making a difference in some way, shape, or form. And people can come down and see those huge wood blocks and these 100 people project portraits and be able to use a mobile app that was created in conjunction with the University of Nebraska, Omaha, so that you can scan these images and download videos of each one of the people who are being exhibited and get a little bit more of a story about them. So that's a really fantastic project that we've got going on.
And in essence, you get to right there on your mobile device, so you're interactive part of this. You can mark those websites while you're there and then watch them when you're at home. I mean, this exhibition can continue in someone's life for as long as they want to participate.
Exactly. And the app also shows you the location of where these 100 people projects are being installed. So this is a part of a public art initiative that he's been taking on and kind of finding new locations. He has many, many of these already up all around, including some at UNO. And the app will help you find each one of these portraits throughout the city as well.
It sounds like a lot more fun than the Pokemon thing that was going on.
It's probably 10 times better than the Pokemon Go app. I would say that it's probably going to be way, way more successful and popular, I can assure you. So we've got a bunch of other things happening coming up. Pamela Conyers Hinson, who's a fantastic artist, local educator, she's been down at our space working day and night on a lot of new works and some works that we only got a chance to show just a little bit before COVID hit. There's a collection of masks from African-American community members that she has taken molds of their faces, and she's going to be doing a workshop on the 16th and maybe the 17th, depending on the amount of time that it takes to do this workshop. But she's going to show us how she makes these masks and kind of like, you know, walk us through the entire process. We've got Thurman Statham, who has completely outfitted our brand new education space. We've got a brand new 7,000 square foot education space. We've repurposed a couple of our galleries so that we can really commit to educating our community. His artwork is in there, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and we're going to have many workshops with him coming up. And Juan Sanchez is also going to be having a show early November, and his artwork is coming up to us from Cuernavaca, Mexico, and he's been collaborating with one of our favorite community members, June Kaneko, for the last 10 years to help him make a beautiful body of work. And Juan has his own body of work that he's sending up that is deeply steeped in Mesoamerican tradition and folklore. So we're going to have a lot of stories and educational programming around that folklore and kind of making it so that we can learn a little bit about his community and his culture. Lastly, we've got Tessellation, which is our community project that has been ongoing since COVID started, where we're examining sort of the state of things as we go, and sort of hoping that people can have a creative outlet that they're sharing with us. And so that's all on tessellationart.org, but it's going to be on display in our space coming up pretty soon.
Oh, that's fantastic. There's just so many exciting things happening. In just a few brief moments that we have left, can you explain some of the cautions and the safety measures that are in place so that everybody can stay safe and healthy while taking in this amazing artwork?
You bet. So on our website, theconecho.org, you can reserve a time slot. We're going to be doing 45-minute time slots, 50 people in the building at a time. We've got a gigantic space, so that is going to be more than enough space for people to socially distance. Masks are required, and we have some at the door if you forget it. Come on down. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic time. We're going to keep it fresh and keep it fun.
TheConecho.org is where you can find the latest information and make your reservations. He is the executive director of Conecho, Stefan Grote. Thank you, Stefan. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Mike, thank you so much. Take care.